At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
For you to marry, and some people say, well, I don't like this race of people, or people from this nation, or people of that complexion, or that, and sometimes God will be, you know, well, You don't like black men, I'm going to give you a black man to marry. You don't like Jamaican men, I'm going to give you Jamaican. Oh, you don't like Americans? Oh, I've got a nice American for you that you will marry, and you're going to go around the world and you're going to preach the gospel together. So what you've got to do is just be open, amen. Just be open. Just be pliable. Amen. Pliable. There's that word. Pliable in his hands. Be open. God is looking for people that are going to believe him and take him at his word, not just in this season, but in every area of your life. If God says forgive, forgive. Amen. And if you're struggling, say, God, give me the grace to forgive, because I can't do it in my own strength. God loves that. The minute you turn to God and say, God, I can't do this in my own strength, give me the grace. Amen. To forgive. Give me the grace to do what I couldn't do in my own strength. Give me the grace to walk in love. Give me the grace, Lord. When you ask him for the grace to do it, amen, you're telling God, God, I can't do it in my own strength. I need you. Be my help. Be my strength. You sent the Comforter, the precious Holy Spirit. God is looking for people that will believe him. Will you believe God in this season? Will you take him at his word? Like Mary says, be unto me according to your word. Your word said it. I believe it. That settles it. Listen to me, I believe in Matthew chapter 9 or Matthew chapter 10, he called his disciples together and he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. Acts chapter 10, I believe, verse 1. And they just went about doing what God told them to do. Amen. And God is looking for people to go about doing what God has called you to do. Is God has called you to open a church? Go. Where's the money going to come from? I don't know, but go. Amen. And in your going, let me say that again, in your going, amen, you'll see God open the doors. In your going, you'll see God, listen, begin to make moves and put things together and orchestrate everything needed to do what he's called you to do. In your going, you're going to see God moving in your life and seeing what he told you will come to pass, begin to come to pass. In your going, the Bible says that, listen to me, the word of God went forth. And I believe in 2 Kings chapter 6 or 7, yes, 7, amen, the word went forth. And when there was great famine in Samaria, and Elisha said, listen to me, by this time tomorrow, oh my God, we're going there to believers and unbelievers again. By this time tomorrow, he said, listen, the barley is going to be sold for this much and bread is going to be sold for this much. And the Lord on whose staff the king laid, who laid upon the king's staff, he said, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, would this thing be? And because he was doubting and mocking, he's saying, if God would make windows in heaven, this can't be. That's what he's saying. And Elisha looked at him and said, you're going to see it, but you're going to have no part of it. Only the people that believe it are going to see it. I'm going to say that again. Listen to me. Doubters will never see the promise of God. Doubters will never see the promise of God. He said you're going to see it, but you'll have no part of it. And the Bible says that God, in the twilight, amen, I believe the four leprous men, amen, they said, why sit we here and die? If we sit here, we're going to die. If we go out and fall upon the enemies, we're going to die. But let's do something, amen. And the Bible says, as they went, the Bible says, at twilight, amen, the armies heard the sound of what they sounded like an army coming towards them, and they fled, they flew at twilight, as the lepers arose at midnight, at twilight,
they went. As they went, something happened. As you go, and then faith moves. Faith believes God, and faith moves. Faith acts. Amen. So God is looking for people that will believe him. Mary said, according to thy word, be it unto me. And let me tell you something, now, let me put this in as also a disclaimer. Sometimes your faith will get you into trouble.
Oh my God.
I'm going to say that again. Sometimes your faith will get you into trouble. Because now she's going to explain to her spouse, her partner, the man that she's going to marry and wants to spend the rest of her life with. I believe that I know she loved him, amen. So, hey, an angel came to me and he said, I'm going to have the baby. And he sees her belly getting big and he's like, okay then. That's a hard pill to swallow. You know what? It's never been done before in the whole history of the world. But you know what? I don't think I can do this. Let me just put you away privately, because if I don't, they're going to stone you to death, you and your unborn baby. So he said, let me just put away privately. But the same angel that spoke to Mary, listen to me. God will speak to people concerning your life. He will speak to people concerning the gifts that he's given you, what you've got bursting inside of you. God will speak to the right people, amen. Mary said, listen to me, I can only do what God told me. He's told me I'm going to have a baby. He told me who this baby's going to be, what he's going to do, what to call him, amen. I can only tell you what I told you, but listen to me, I'm going to have to deal with the consequences, and God will have to speak to him. And I'm so glad God did speak to Joseph, because he knew that he wanted Jesus to have a good father, amen, and wanted to be born into a good family, amen. So he said, listen to me, God spoke to him. So listen, when God speaks, we deal with the consequences, but we just trust God to deal with the people that he needs to speak to and go on where God wants us to go when we take steps by faith. God is looking for people to believe him. Will you believe him, amen, in this season? Not just in this season, but for the rest of your life. Will you believe God? Will you take him at his word? God is looking for people to say yes to his will, yes to his way. Not lip service, amen. God knows if you're giving him lip service. God is looking for people who will really say yes to the Lord. I truly believe there's a move of God taking place in Iran. There's a move of God taking place in the Middle East. And you may be hearing about wars and rumors of wars, but let me tell you something now. God is revealing himself to Muslims. He's revealing himself to Hindus. He's revealing himself to atheists. He's revealing himself to Jews. I mean, there are people living in remote parts or parts where there's bloodshed and all kind of things going on. And if people find out you're a Christian, amen, you can be killed, you can be put in prison and put in concentration camps. But the gospel is growing, amen. And these people, listen to me, are walking by faith, amen, and believing God. And they're seeing the supernatural. And we in the West are sitting down comfortable. God is saying, listen to me, I'm looking for some people all over the world who will take me at my word, amen, and watch me work in their lives, amen. Please. The most important belief I want anybody to believe, amen, is to believe that Jesus Christ died for sin. Amen. I started this show by letting people know that, listen, you've been forgiven. You've been justified, declared righteous. You cannot work for righteousness. Amen. You cannot fast for righteousness. You cannot go to church for righteousness. Amen. You simply need to repent and put your trust in Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is the life. The Bible said that God so loved the world, black, white, Indian, Chinese, rich or poor, tall or short, fat or slim. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And if he's knocking at your door, if you once walked with the Lord, but you may walked away, God is saying, I want you to come back. Amen. He's calling you back. He's yielding you back. And like I said at the beginning of the show, he's not an angry God waiting for you to make mistakes and mess up. Look at Luke chapter 15. Yes, Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son. The Bible says he went away. And what was the father doing? When he was gone away, he went away and he said, I will return. And then he said, he rose and he said, I will return back to my father's house. And I truly believe, the Bible says, when he came to himself. And I truly believe that's sometimes the longest journey for any man or woman to take, when they truly come to themselves. When you look at yourself and you said, the life that I'm living is not pleasing to God. I'm not happy. I don't have peace. I don't have joy. God, come into my life. Sometimes, listen, I didn't get saved at church. I remember crying in my bedroom at the age of 25. God, I want change. I don't like the way my life is. God had been moving in my life and he'd been drawing me to himself, and I was fighting with God. And if anybody knows, listen to me, you can fight with man and win, but anybody that fights with God will never win. And I could feel him drawing into myself, and I said, God, I need that change. And I remember crying out to him and him saving me in that bedroom. He saved me right there and then, and he turned my life around. And I said, God, if I do it, don't let me be a hypocrite. Have I messed up sometimes? Yes, we all mess up, but he's kept me. And I said, God, if I do this, don't let me turn back. And I will let you know he has kept me and he'll continue to keep me. And I'm more on fire back then now than I am back then. I'm on fire for God. And I want to see souls saved for King Jesus. I want to see people come to know the Lord as his Lord and Savior, because he's willing to save. But all he's looking for people to believe him. Amen. It's not about religion. God did not send his son in the world to give you a religion. God sent his son to give you a relationship. So will you put your trust in him today? The Bible's been fulfilled right before your eyes. When you look around and you see what's taking place in the world, look at the scriptures. Everything that's being spoken about in the world is taking place. We're living in the unprecedented times. Jesus said, as it was in the times of Noah, so shall it be in the time of the coming of the Son of Man. I mean, they were being married and given into marriage, but all kinds of things were going on. And I believe in Genesis chapter 6, he said that the thoughts and imaginations of man were evil continually. So much things that we see everywhere. We see so much evil, so much infiltration of witchcraft, and so much infiltration of violence and sex, nudity, pornography and immorality and evil desires and all kinds of lusts and idolatry that are taking place right in front of us. And if we're not careful, if we do not guard our heart as believers, we can get caught up in it. And there's so much taking place. And listen to me, the trumpet can sound at any time. We see AI taking place. We don't know where it's leading, but I believe when John saw the beast in Revelation, he couldn't explain what it was. If you was living over 2,000 years ago writing the Revelation, would you be able to explain AI? Listen to me, we've just got to know. I don't know what's taking. I don't know in regards to the technology where it's going, but I believe we are living in the end time days. The Antichrist is going to make his move, but listen to me, the church will be raptured. I don't want you left behind, amen, because when the door was shut, the door was shut. I truly believe the greatest revival we have not seen yet, the greatest revival will take place when the church is raptured. But there's going to be a great tribulation, 7.5 years. We don't want to go through that. Please, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that we say yes to God. Make it right with him. You can live for God. Put away the guns, the knives. Put away the illicit lifestyle. Put away the boyfriend. Tell him, listen to me. If you want to make it right, if you are the man for me, you'll marry me. But I'm not going to live an immoral lifestyle anymore. I want to serve God. I want to do it the right way. Tell your baby father. Tell your baby mother. Listen to me. I found Jesus. Listen, not that he was lost. He found me. And I've come to the realization that I cannot keep living the life that I'm living. I've got to surrender all. I've got to give it all to him. Give him everything today. At the sound of my voice, wherever you're listening from, God has called many of you to be an evangelist. He's called many of you to be deacons and pastors and prophets. Amen. Your grandma's been telling you about Jesus, but I'm telling you now is the time. Today is the acceptable day. Don't let this broadcast miss you and you don't serve the Lord, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. I tell people I'm going to funerals of 16-year-olds getting stabbed and 18-year-olds getting shot, 30-year-olds with leukemia, 40-year-olds with cancer. No one knows what tomorrow holds. Tomorrow is not a promise to anybody. Amen. But we serve in the one that holds the key to eternity. And he's saying, today, if you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. Put your trust in Jesus. Turn it all over to him today. Amen. Many of you used to mock God, bun Jesus, all kinds of stuff. But Jesus winked at our ignorance. But now he's saying, repent. Repent. It's time to turn to the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. If you was in church and you was living a double life, God is saying, no more double life. He's saying, I want all your life. I want all of you, not some of you, not three quarters of you. I don't want you just on a Sunday morning. I want you Sunday night, Monday morning, Monday evening, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night. I want you every day of the week. 24/7, 48 4s, 3, 6, 5, 12. I want all of you, all day, every day. Jesus is saying, he's saying, come to me, all you that weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Many of you have been struggling. You've been struggling, and God is saying, give it to me. Cast your cares upon me and I will sustain you. He's saying, give it to me. He's saying, give it to me. Give it all to me. I know what you're going through. He is the solution. Many of you go into different places looking for solutions. And I'm being honest with you, the places you're going to only mess you up. Amen. Listen to me. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Put your trust in him. The arm of flesh will fail you. I said everyone else will fail you. Mother, father, brother, sister, niece, nephew. Listen, everybody else will fail you. But Jesus will never fail you. Put your trust in him today. Say yes to him today. Say yes to him today. If you're listening from a prison cell, if you're listening from some remote island, anywhere in the world or podcast, say yes to Jesus Christ today. Because he's yearning and he's willing and he's saying, come. Come, Come, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And he that is the first, come. Come and drink of the water of life freely. Amen. He's saying today, I want you to believe on my son, Jesus Christ. Believe on him who has the keys of death and hell. Believe on him, amen, who made a way when it seems to be no way. Believe on him. His name is Jesus. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you're in this place and you know that, listen to me, I just want to make it right with God. I want to return back to him. I want to put my trust in Jesus Christ. Just repeat this after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I've heard the words of the preacher and I've been hearing the words of many preachers. But today, this day, God, I set my heart to serve you. I put my trust in Jesus. I repent, God. I turn from every wicked way. And I put my total trust in Jesus Christ. I trust that Jesus Christ died for my sin and rose again for my justification, that I'm declared righteous by what he done on the cross. I'm asking you, come into my heart. Make me a new creature. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and use me for your glory. Lord Jesus, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life and teach me how to live a life that pleases you. God, I thank you for saving my soul. Say, I thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If that's you today and you've said that and you've prayed it from the heart, because God deals with the heart, amen. We talked about believing God. Now put faith to your works. Get yourself a Bible. Get yourself a Bible. Get the Word of God. Amen. Join a Bible believing church. A church that believes in God. Spirit-filled church. Amen. That will make disciples of men. And I'm going to say that again. That will make disciples of men. They're not just happy with people coming and sitting down, clapping their hands, giving the tithes or giving the offering, and then going away and living how they please. No. You want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. You want to be, have a desire to be like Jesus. Amen. Have a desire. Paul says, imitate me while I imitate Christ. Please, if you've been blessed by this program, please support us. Amen. There's the details in the description box. But my most important thing, the most important thing for me, is that you know Jesus. Amen. Souls are perishing, and that's God's heartbeat. That is my heartbeat. Amen. Souls for the kingdom of God. So you've been blessed. Please support us if you'd like. If you want to support us. If you cannot support us financially, support us with your prayers. My name's Kevin Treasure. Remember me in your prayer. Amen. That's the most important thing. If you cannot support, but at least support me with your prayers. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray that God will open the door of utterance that the gospel may be preached. Pray for me. Just pray for me. Amen. If you can do anything, if you can't do anything, do this. Pray for me. Praying costs nothing. It's free. Amen. Amen. So if you can't do anything, please pray for me. Remember my name. Call out my name to God. Bless Kevin Treasure. Send him to the nations. Open up his mouth. Give him the grace to be bold. Give him the grace to be obedient. Use him to do your glory. Just pray for me. In Jesus' name. This has been me, Kevin Treasure, aka the winner's mentality, helping you win with your words. I hope you've been blessed. I desire to be a blessing to God's people. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.